Luke approached Fala and put a hand on her forehead. This close, he could tell that the dark side energy she radiated were characteristic of, flavored of, Abeloth. "Has she studied the Force for many years?"
"Never."
Her father's voice was hoarse, despairing.
"She's quick. She feels things the rest of us don't. But she's no Jedi."
"How did she come to be this way?"
"She was in my offices when that woman came. That woman wanted wine, so I stepped out to fetch some. When I came back, Fala was like this. That woman said that she would die if you and your crew didn't."
Luke frowned, considering. With a look, he caught the attention of Ben and Vistara. There are spots where continued dark side use for ages, or the presence of creatures instilled with that energy, can cause the places themselves to radiate the power of the dark side. My old master's home on Dagobah was near a site like that. I think we're looking at something similar, but accomplished in a matter of minutes instead of centuries. Ben shook his head.
"I'm not sure I understand."
"I think Abeloth tore off little pieces of her own energy, in a sense, leaving it behind like crumbs of Rithskate for children to follow to danger, and it has poisoned this girl."
Vistara looked unconvinced.
"Darkside power doesn't poison."
"That's debatable. But we're not even talking about the dark side as the Sith use it. We're talking about tiny portions of Abeloth's own being. Energy interworked with her own nature. It turned Fala into a beacon and is keeping her unconscious."
"Can you do anything?"
That was Holof, sounding as though he were being choked. "Maybe. Give me your chair." Holof rose, and Luke sat. He kept both hands on the girl's forehead. "The energy clings to the girl like a feeding Minok. It will be dangerous to try to ease it free." Ben's eyes said it all.
"Dangerous to you, too."
Luke nodded. Vistara frowned.
"We're losing time, and you might hurt yourself doing this. Let's just go."
"I might. But Abeloth had to have been planning, adjusting her goals when she did this to Fala. Perhaps some sense of what her plans were remains within, bound up in that same energy. This could actually save us time." Vistara fell silent. Indifferent or not to Fala's fate, she clearly recognized the merit in Luke's tactic. Luke turned to his son. "Ben, get to the command chamber. Lock everything down. Put the shadow and occupied areas under surveillance. I don't want to be surprised while we're doing this." Ben nodded. He gave Holof a look that spoke volumes.
"I feel about my father like you feel about your daughter. Mess with him, and you won't like the results. I'll need your security codes. Right now."
"I'll give them to you,"